Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, rodeo fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulldog.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. We're beyond. We're not even at the afternoon yet. I've completely lost track of time, and I've only been here, well, less than 24 hours. So, yeah, we're geared up, we're wired up, energy drinks galore, and we're getting this party started. Here in Las Vegas, broadcasting live, and I got to tell you that I've got a special guest co-host, and she's running around here somewhere. I think she's actually hiding, but it's actually Leah. If you guys have remembered that Leah was actually our co-host for a long time, and she's going to be hanging out with us. We're actually hanging out with her. We have invaded her house, her condo, whatever you want to call it here, for the next couple days. And so we're going to have lots of fun down here. Leah, are you ready for all of the excitement and action this week?
Of course.
I know you are. And you guys actually went out to a show last night, right?
Yeah, we went out to a lot of
La Riva, huh? Well, I hear that it was a pretty entertaining show, but you guys are here for bull riding. You guys aren't here for the shows, are you?
No, we're definitely here for bull riding.
That's right.
We went to bull riding earlier, and then we went to the show.
That's right. Actually, they had the ABBI Bucking Fraternity going on down here yesterday, and Leah was actually here keeping tabs, keeping score. And here's a quick update. As the official voice of Allied Bull Riders, I will go ahead and let you all know, if you have not seen the post yet on Facebook or Twitter from Team Allied Bull Riders, Chase Outlaw is actually leading the event going into Wednesday. He was the only bull rider to cover 2 out there yesterday. So congratulations to Team Allied Bull Riders and Chase Outlaw. He is really geared up. Unfortunately, the other cowboys actually had a little bit of a rough day. They did get on 2 head. Both of them bucked off, which would be Bonner Bolton and Chad Van Amberg. But Chad's also got some money in his pocket, finishing 2nd in Arkansas. So I know he's not too disappointed, although he really wanted to have a great turnout here in Las Vegas. You know, that's the sport we live in. So Leo, I got to ask you, what do you actually have there? They look like trading cards.
Yeah, we got them up in Charlotte. They were giving them out. So we got a bunch of trading cards.
Wow, PBR trading cards. Now, I've actually got a couple of those myself. I'll have to show them to you. Now, mine are a few years older. I've actually got one that has Rob Smith on it. Maybe I'll get him to autograph it.
There you go.
I've been riding with him and hanging out, and I've actually got his truck today as he is out on the golf course attempting to play some golf, and I am going to be kind of his runner today, picking up his family as they're flying in for the Heroes and Legends reunion tonight. And they're going to be featuring Rob and giving him the first annual Jim Shoulders Award. So it's going to be an exciting time. And Leah, you're going to be down there as well, correct?
Correct.
So we're going to have lots of pictures, and we're going to have some video footage. I know that we are going to be down there with Sam Medlock and the Allied Bull Riders, so you guys can stay tuned to that. Now, I do apologize. And I really feel bad. We wanted to give you a live video stream yesterday, myself and Rob, on the way in. The scenery was absolutely gorgeous. If you guys really enjoyed seeing the scenery from Oklahoma and Texas, wait till you see our trip going back. I was thoroughly impressed. It's the first time I've actually drove through the north part of Arizona and driving in through Flagstaff and whatnot. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. The scenery, you know, we've got to get a camera on it, and we're going to get a camera on it. Unfortunately, Rob had some issues with his phone yesterday, and may not, you know, may not have been the most opportune time to be putting a video camera on Rob Smets out there. He had had some major issues all day long, and I got to tell you, I was not at my best out there. You know, I was feeling pretty, pretty tired as I drove the first half of the night. And then, of course, Rob running into those issues, and he has to tell somebody about it. And being the only one in the pickup truck with him, guess what? I didn't get much sleep. So we're already kind of wired down. But I did get a few hours last night, got up, got an energy drink in me, and sipping on some coffee here. And what is, we're at the Desert Rose.
Yeah.
We are at the Desert Rose down here. And I'm going to tell you, the pictures will be posted up here pretty soon, but this is a really nice place, and they have a breakfast here in the mornings. So, yeah. But of course, my problem is I have a problem keeping up with the time. You know, morning, nighttime. I don't know where we're at. You know, especially by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Now, Leah, you guys are actually staying until next Monday, right?
Yeah, we fly out next Monday.
So, yeah, which would be Florida,
yeah.
And I haven't seen Florida in a long time. See if I, you know, if I. I completely forgot you guys were even coming out here until I got your post. And so I said, you know, if I'd have known that, I could have had you just stop off and pack an extra suitcase of all my cold weather stuff because it's going to be chilly back in Oklahoma. Now, today and yesterday was gorgeous down here in Las Vegas. I mean, we're talking 80s and 90s. Now, the highs tomorrow is only supposed to be 60. I do have a little bit of cold weather stuff. I got a sweatshirt and a jacket, so I think we'll be all right. But when I get back to Oklahoma, it's going to be downright cold. And, yeah, so we should have just had you pack up a bag for us. But anyways, I'm seeing apparently there were some audio issues. Are you guys getting the audio now? Can you hear me, Breaker 19? This was the issue that we went through with Rob and his phone yesterday, too. Now, you know, we spent golly knows how much time in that truck this weekend going from Texas to Arkansas, staying up there, then from Arkansas back to Texas, and then from Texas out here. And I said, Rob, it wasn't enough that we were sitting right next to each other, but he would also have to call me on the phone because he was testing it. And that's all we would say, hey, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? The whole way out, it was terrible. Well, I'm glad that you guys have us here. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we will get into the rodeo bull riding action from you or with you. Live from Las Vegas as we get ready to start things off. And I'm telling you, it's about to get good. It is about to get good. So make sure to stay tuned. I have a good song here to play, and I can't find it. Let me scan my music list here as we get things fired up. What day is today anyways? Tuesday. Wow, it's only Tuesday, guys. And we got a long rodeo week. I mean, PBR going to be on Versus. We want to talk about the live video stream last night. Hopefully you guys got to see it. But, hey, we are here. It is time to get things fired up from Las Vegas. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
I lost my fake eyes. five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off our first official day here in Las Vegas. That's right. Tonight, we are going to start things off with a big one, the Heroes and Legends Reunion. This is something that is going to be so amazing to have so many people here. I did see that they were doing a live video stream last night, and I wanted to know what you guys thought about it. This was the coverage of the retirement ceremonies for Ross Coleman and for Joe Bumgarner. And I just wanted to get your opinions and what you guys thought about it. And I know that some of you guys had issues in trying to get on right away. And it was late. It was certainly late before it got started. I believe it was supposed to start off at 11 p.m. Eastern time, but it did seem like it was, it was an interesting thing. And hopefully you guys really, did have some fun as as the PBR paid respects to Joe and to Ross for their careers in the PBR and in the bull riding world. They have truly impacted it, And that's what I understand, too, that it was more like a roast. I actually missed the party. I would let on to exactly what I was doing, but what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? And there was no cameras. So, anyhow, no, we were out running errands, actually, and trying to get things situated, and I had to get my laptop set up with the Ally, or my desktop set up for the Ally Bull Riders and set up to be ready to do some broadcasting here this weekend. We look to do one tonight. It may be late. After the Heroes and Legends, but then we'll be gearing up. We should have some footage tomorrow. And if you guys have not seen the Facebook link out there, make sure to go over to my Facebook page, and you can find it there. It's a YouTube video. It's a 7-minute video of the training camp. It's kind of a step up from the first one we gave you. If you really want to see some insight on how things are working with the team Allied Bull Riders, you can find it right there. But I heard that Luke is not a very good comedian. That's kind of funny. We'll have to give Luke a hard time about that. And it could have been when you're up there with guys like Rob and Brendan Clark and those guys. How did Rob do? You guys got to give me some insight. I did not get to see, but did you guys get to see Rob Smith up there speaking? Please give me some insight and let me know. But Shorty, and I see the comments coming in the chat room about how good Shorty was, but honestly, I mean, shoot, Shorty's funny anyways. He is a great guy to be around, and we've had him on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So, and I think that's what it is in reference to the comments about Luke. He's much funnier on Twitter. Well, he's much funnier there because he has time to think about things, When you're up there in front of an audience, it's kind of hard to do. And I know firsthand, I mean, shoot, most folks probably won't think I'm funny on half the things I try to be funny on, So what can he do, I can tell you this. We're having a good time doing what we're doing, and that's what matters. So... and it is. It's very hard to get up in front of a bunch of people and try to make jokes and try to make them laugh. But when you try, it's usually when you end up messing up. If you just kind of go with it and relax and be yourself, you tend to have a lot more fun and actually be funny. So, and absolutely. You guys know firsthand after this week and spending it with the Ally Bull Riders that I am terrible with names. Leah, did you hear about the incident? I'll go ahead and share it with you. Okay. Well, we'll have to go back and watch the Ustream broadcast, and I can let you see what happened with myself down there in Houston. It was not pretty, and I will tell you this, that the biggest name bull rider that was there would be the one that I would forget his name. In front of everybody, on the air, it was not pretty. So... And I did see the comment that came in about the photo that we take that we took and posted from Arkansas about the day's date, and you are in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I do think that we're going to need to get that here come up on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm probably going to need a little direction on that. The biggest issue is going to be time. Now, I've got like three watches, you know what I mean? I got my watch, I got my cell phone, I got the alarm, and I'm still going to have a hard time probably keeping up with the time. So, anyhow, so thank you very much, Gabby, for posting that comment out there. And I did send Gabby a picture last night just to kind of remind her of where we are and just to give her a little bit of insight that, hey, we are really in Las Vegas as we're out there. Got a great picture of a poster that is right outside the MGM, and, of course, it's got Renato on it. So I know that she is just itching to be out here. But, you know, and I wish all of you guys could be out here. There's so many of us that we look forward to meeting up with. I know that Miss Linda Wells, I'll be running into her here probably this afternoon sometime, and I really look forward to that. It's going to be a great opportunity to run into so many of the fans and supporters of the PBR that have also been supporters of Making Eight and the Rodeo Network. So, anyhow, and I see the comment coming in. Now, Gabby, you just posted a comment out here in our chat room about you just wanting to watch you drool. Well, I thought you did that anyways over my photos. But anyways, moving on, we're going to take another short break here, fans. I've got to try to get some breakfast down because as soon as I get out of here, I'm heading to the airport. I've got to go pick up some of Rob's family. So I'm going to try to get something put down here real quick. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the lineup and where we're headed this week. Like I said, you can start getting it on your mind and looking towards having a broadcast this evening. Might be late, so you might have to get up in the morning and just kind of check on that. Leah, are you ready? You ready to go out there and hit the road? I know. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about what your plans are and just what you have going on. So let me see. I know that I've got a good one here. Well, shoot. You know what? It just wouldn't be a lunch hour rodeo show here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network without a little bit of Luke Kaufman. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time I've been back home. But with a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class riding in the next truck. Running up the trail through the towns and shows where the fees are getting higher everywhere that I go. When it's all that you know, what else can you do? Just keep heading with the steel kick holding the bull. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio. Give me to Del Rio by Friday morning, and all my worries will be gone. Go ahead, boy, sit up and ride.
gonna be in Amarillo by morning. I don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's 100 scars and should've run away. Now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain.
CatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
Right on. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking off day one from Las Vegas. Now, the trip out here was, I'll tell you, the trip out here was enough in itself. I could have gotten a good night's sleep, turned around, and drove straight back. Just the entertainment that we had and the conversations we had. Most definitely. And of course, you know, last time we were out here in Las Vegas, we carried the name of none other than Miss Kat Johnson with us. Because of her support, you know, we've been able to, you know, we were able to be here last year, and just the support that you guys have all given us
You know, we want to show our appreciation. So you guys make sure to go check out catjohnson.net. Matter of fact, I've been throwing her name out there kind of to some of our friends that we've been in conversations with out here. And hopefully maybe they'll get in and tune in and check out some of those great novels that are written by Kat Johnson. Definitely not your mama's romance, I will tell you that. But good stuff. So anyways, getting back down to it. Leah, heroes and legends tonight. What's it gonna be like for a fan like yourself that has been around bull riding to be able to see that many guys that have come in and set a standard and built this sport all in one room?
I think it's going to be awesome. I don't really know what to expect from it because I wasn't planning on going originally. But it'll be fun, and going with Miss Wendell will make it even more fun.
Absolutely. She can get a little crazy sometimes, can't she? She is fun to be around.
She fits right in.
She does. She does. She absolutely does. Well, I know that it's going to be an awesome opportunity for not just the fans, but if you guys know, coming out there, we had the opportunity to sit down with Rob Smets, you know, and talking with him, and just his excitement to be able to get together with so many guys that he used to rodeo with, and he used to be out there at these bull rides week in and week out, and he hadn't seen them in a couple of years. So for, you know, even the athletes to have that opportunity, and the bull riders that are riding now, especially the younger ones, for them to come in and see some of their heroes that helped, you know, as they were in junior rodeos and high school rodeos, they looked up to these guys. And so they're going to have the opportunity to sit back and talk with them too. So this is a huge opportunity. And anybody who is not here in Las Vegas, I am extremely sorry because it's going to be missed out. You're going to miss out on a great opportunity. And hopefully they'll do it again down the road, you know. I mean, they'll make this a regular thing. You know, it's hard to get so many people together for something like this. But absolutely. Anyhow, looks like Miss Gabby is going to be out hitting the road, so I want to wish her well. We're going to try our best, and I appreciate all of the concern out there. Leah said that she was going to take care of the bail money, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully she's got enough dollars in her piggy bank because and now she's got a sister here too. And we were with her and her sister and her mother in Tampa. And her sister's very quiet. She's turning red over there in the face right now as they're sitting back listening to the show. But her sister wanted to try to go to bed at 11 o'clock last night. And I said, we're not going to make that mistake again. That's not going to happen. We're in Las Vegas, and this is her first time here. So we are going to have to kind of give her some education on the procedures when you get here to Vegas. And she said, well, I got to get my sleep. And well, you don't sleep in Vegas. You catch your naps in Vegas. And of course, if you guys know that we had to do it for 10 days last year, being out for the NFR, which I think we could gear up and do again. Leah, we got to try to get you guys back here. Wouldn't that be cool to come back out for the NFR? The next big trip. I know, and you guys are going to be out here a lot longer than I am. So, and I see that some of our fans are a little upset because we're rubbing it in that we're here in Las Vegas. Well, we are going to be here in Las Vegas, but we are going to give you guys as much exposure as we can through photos and everything. And I can't promise anything, you know. But what I can tell you is that it's going to be fun, and we will get you guys some footage out here with the Bull Riders, you know, with Making Eight, with Leah. So, you know, you're going to see some of the fun that's going on down here, and I know that you guys wish that you're here, and we wish you were here with us, really. I will tell you that it's not as much fun to party by yourself. So, you know, it's very nice to have Leah and her family here. Linda's here. You know, there's so many of the Tweethearts that are here. And we really do. We look forward to meeting everybody and running into them and just sitting back and having a lot of fun. Team Allied Bull Riders are here, and they're going to be here through the week, and we're going to be supporting them as well. So you guys are going to get a lot of footage, a lot of exposure of what's going on. And we'll make it happen. You can bet on that. So... as we get ready to gear up and actually head out to the airport here shortly, you know, when we get back, we're going straight to work. we're going straight to work for you guys. It's not all about partying out here with Making Eight. We do have some work we got to get done. And we're doing this work for you because we're proud of the opportunities that we have, and we're very, very fortunate. So anyhow, my co-host is taking her calls as well. So she's gearing up, and she's ready to hit the town today. Good times. Really good times. Anyhow, well, we've got a caller on the line, but I don't want to jump out there and take it until I can have an opportunity to talk with him behind the scenes. So I think we may have to take a short break here, fans, and when we come back, we might have a caller or two. We're always looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. And please, feel free to give us a call. We'll talk cowboy logic. We'll talk a little bull riding. We'll talk a little rodeo with you, the rodeo fans. So stay tuned.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, today we're going to throw out the Kat Johnson name just a little bit. Make sure to go check him out at katjohnson.net. I'm telling you, I don't think you'll regret it.
Anyhow, we're back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And, of course, you know, I learned my lesson a couple weeks ago when we had somebody who has way too much time on their hands wanting a screen call. So, or wanting to call in and, you know, share some things that don't make any sense out here. But that's all right. We were able to screen it today, and I've got his number now, so you can bet that we're not going to get him back on the air. So no worries there, rodeo fans, as we're kicking things off on a Tuesday live from Las Vegas. And, of course, we're down here. We've crashed Leah's house, so we've got the lovely Leah down here hanging out with us. Now, Leah, we're sitting here on the couch, and I'm kind of enjoying this, and I'm looking at it, and I said, you know, this is a perfect picture poser type thing that the Cowboy Diva should definitely be on. So you guys can look forward to some pictures from Miss Leah out there, and I'm sure she will tag me in a few of them. Absolutely. And she will have more pictures than we know what to do with. Leah, how many pictures do you think you're going to take while you're down here?
I don't know, because my seats are kind of high up, so at the event I probably won't get that many. But around town, you never know.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot. You were just showing me a really cool thing that one of your pictures has ended up in the local stores around here. Is that right?
Yeah, Sterling Productions put one of my pictures on their Ben Jones shirt of him on a bowl. So.
That's awesome. So as we see some of these Ben Jones shirts, and now this one being a Sterling Productions, you know, actually has a photo that Leah has taken from one of the events down here. Do you remember when that event, when that picture was taken?
Duluth.
Okay, so it was this year too. That's awesome. And that really is a spectacular picture, so it's no wonder that they would put it on the Ben Jones shirt, you know. So anyways, and then of course your sister down here. Now, who is she pulling for this week?
JB.
JB.
Along with a long
list of others, huh? Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, guys, we might actually have to break down our show a little early today as we have to get ready to head out and head to the Las Vegas airport to go pick up some of Rob's family. So I will have to get with you and let you know what's going on there. But, yeah, you can bet that we will certainly be back here, you know, the rest of this week. Thursday will not be on the road. It will be wrapping up our event from here in Las Vegas, and then sometime Thursday we're taking off. So you can bet Friday we will be on the road, and, you know, we'll be heading back into Texas, and I cannot wait to get home. So, Mrs. Making Eight, if you're listening, I just tell you, you know, don't get too comfy without me because I'm looking to get back. It's been a long trip. We've been in Houston and Arkansas and Texas, and now out here in Las Vegas. Yeah, you can bet I'm ready to go home. And, you know, but I'm so glad that we have had the opportunity. It's been such a blessing to be able to share it and with you, the fans, and give you guys, you know, some stuff that you may not normally get, you know. So, yes, please make sure that you do that, that you guys hang tight. And, you know, I'm actually getting – I sent Mrs. Making Eight, Miss Kelly, a picture here as soon as I got here with Leah and saying that Leah says hi, and she sent a message back here saying that she's very jealous. So I know that she is, yeah, she's back home taking care of the kids and taking care of the animals and taking care of going to work, and I get to come out here to Las Vegas and go to Arkansas and hang out with Rob Smet, a living legend who we're going to see at the Heroes and Legends amongst all of his peers, you know. So many of those guys are tonight, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be good times. And we'll share some of those stories with you on tomorrow's show. We will also have some photos that we'll be able to put up online here tonight. And we've got some video clips, and we will be doing a Ustream broadcast. Now, while we're here tonight, tomorrow night, we'll be on the Allied Bull Riders channel. So make sure to keep that handy. Links out there, be ready. And, you know, make sure to, you know, to tune in tonight as we'll give you guys some insight on what's going on with Team Allied Bull Riders and how they're doing out here, how Reese is looking to get things ready and be prepared for going into round one tomorrow. We'll talk about his matchup here as the draws have already been set,
And we'll sit back with the head coach, Sam Medlock, and really have a good time. So make sure you guys are tuning in. I hate to do it, Rodeo fans, but I am going to have to shut the show down here just a few minutes early so we can get out there on the amongst all the crazies here in Las Vegas. And I just feel like I fit right in. Anyhow, yeah, the message that is coming in, Miss Lee, is that she said, Miss Kelly says she's jealous because you actually got to hug me. She hasn't hugged me in 2 weeks, so, you know, I know that, yeah, she is, she's ready for this cowboy diva to head back to the house too, I reckon, you know, and put up with me, I guess. You know, it always seems like when I get ready to leave, she's ready to kick me out, but after I'm on the road for a period of time, she can't wait till I get home, so... Hey, that's why we've been married as long as we have. So, anyways, I want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. Make sure that you stay tuned. PBRNow.com is going to be sharing a lot of their information. Follow them on their Twitter page, their Facebook page. Leah, I know you've got your Facebook page out there, and you're going to be posting pictures out as they come in and you have time to sit down. And then, of course, Making Eight Allied Bull Riders, as we're the official voice, and we're excited about that. Make sure you guys are tuned in and leaving comments. Post back there. Retweet them. Repost them. We want you guys getting the network out there. That's the only way this is going to work. You know, we're only the central link. We're just the things that get it started and put it out there. And then we, you know, we hope that you guys will share with the rest of the world. That's how we're going to get the word out. But, you know, I got to thank Leah and her family once again. Look forward to seeing a bunch more of the Making Eight Maniacs. And, well, we're just going to have ourselves a good time down here. We're going to break Leah's sister in right here in Las Vegas. This is her first time out here. And sleep is over. She can sleep on the airplane on the ride home. We're not going to put up with that. You catch cat naps. That's the key to surviving Las Vegas and being able to get so much accomplished. So, yes, the party has arrived. We're going to go out and have a good time and wish all of you guys could be here. But since you can't, make sure to tune in to the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And we'll bring as much of it to you as we possibly can. So until later on, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with AlliedBullRiders.com and the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Get in touch with God.